are there products out there that you feel like are missing from the development pipeline that we haven't, that health tech leaders haven't explored enough or haven't kind of pushed the boundaries enough on? What are we missing out there?
Yeah, you know, it's challenging because, you know, kind of no two are the same. You tend to see companies that sort of deviate to kind of one side or other. In general, a lot of times they just don't have enough evidence. They might have a good product, but they put too much time and effort into developing the product or developing the sales promotion around the product instead of putting a little bit more time and energy into proving the product. They also need to make sure that they're on the path to regulatory approval. So many times we're talking with people and they go, well, we're going to submit to the FDA, or we know that other companies have done this. You know, and until you get FDA approval, there's not a lot that we can do. I mean, we might like the concept, right? And thank you for introducing us that you're going to be doing this. But until you have a pretty good pathway that you can talk about how you're going to get regulatory approval, it's not terribly helpful. And then the other one that's interesting to me is that quite often people don't really understand quite the business model of what they're trying to develop. They developed the product to work. They've gotten some people to use it, but what's the business model of how you're going to do this? Who's going to pay for it? Are you trying to get payers to pay for it? Well, if you are, then where are you along that journey? And again, with all of these things, it's not so much that you have to have a finished product, but or a finished concept. But what you need to do is to address these things and say, this is where we are. This is where we're going. This is the pathway we're taking. So we have a really good idea that you've thought about this and you know how you're going to move along each of those pathways so that you have a good product, you're regulatory approved, you have a good payers, you have a good business model. And that's what we need to be able to see.